One morning after mowing the lawn, I found a strange crimson velvet envelope between the cracks in the ground. Surrounded by an eerie pink-reddish glow, it was mesmerizing to look at. I felt drawn to it, almost like it was placed there on purpose for me to find. I always was a firm believer in the supernatural, but I never got a chance to experience it. I thought this might be a unique opportunity to see once and for all if there's something more to it. I thought I could finally get the answers I've been searching for my whole life. I always thought about it, and my mind was provoked by this question, by this never-ending string of dark and twisted enigmas that have always filled my soul. What were heaven and hell like? Was there a purgatory also? What if all we ever knew was fake and not according to the reality that was beyond the veil of human perception? The more I looked at the strange envelope, the more it began to take a hold of my spirit. This energy that started flowing through my body was something evil, I think. That's how it felt at first. A strange sensation of the purest evil, indescribable in human words, was dropping needles in my soul like it wanted to perform a voodoo ritual on it. My mind, body, and spirit all became weakened by this amazing and crushing force that was coming from the envelope. So I gave into it. I let it take over. I didn't even try to fight it. My desire to see and feel the supernatural transcended my will to live. It was at this moment I knew I could find something bigger than me, bigger than humanity itself. The envelope was sealed in blood. It was signed, "To You," by an old demon. I started feeling scared, fear clouding my mind, its poisonous arms reaching within the very dark and cold abyss of my consciousness. Right under the seal, it said, "Pour your own blood over the seal to open this letter." Written in minuscule letters, this raw, powerful energy was taking over me, replacing whoever I was with something anew, with something powerful and evil at the same time. But there was something else I was feeling then, some sort of guilt, sadness, of not belonging, but they were not mine. The letter was emanating them, I could feel that. I bit my finger and let the blood fall on the seal. I felt displaced, lost in time and space forever. The letter was short, and I don't know how, but I remember it word for word.
"Dear human, I didn't want you to ever find this letter, let alone read it, but yet here we are. I'm sick of it all, yet I still have to do it. It's too late for you, dear host, but I think you'll be the lucky one, the luckiest of them all. I want it to be my final time doing this. I want to wither away, to die. I want to be destroyed, obliterated into the infinite pitch black, empty and cold void. I will let you live after taking over you. Those before you never had this chance, simply because the process corrupted their mind and soul in a way that never allowed them to live again. You will see ugly and evil things. You will experience pain and fear you have never experienced before. Call this letter a curse for those who find it. But you will live. You will live because I will die. Before this process is complete and insanity will take over you, I will be dead. This has been going on since before I can remember, since your kind started walking the earth. I don't exactly know its final purpose, nor did I even ever bother to understand it. Simply, my kind has to do it to your kind. It's always been this way, and always will be. I know you're afraid. I know your hands are shaking while reading this. You know this is not a game, and you know there is no escape from this. All you have to do is bite your finger and pour a few drops of blood on the page. Let me show you something new. With sadness, an old demon."
I felt more and more empowered by the evil things the letter emanated. I knew this was not a joke. I signed the paper with my blood. It caught fire, its pinkish flames slowly engulfing me. I screamed in pain, but not because I was burning. It was a pain coming from the fact that I was being slowly taken to another plane, bit by bit. I faded to black in a way. I was still aware, though, and when I opened my eyes a bit, a large glass tube was all that I saw. The tube seemed infinite, and the black smoke that filled it was not damaging me physically, but when that cleared, I saw twisted faces of evil beings, their shiny teeth bleeding acid spit on the glass tube. They were everywhere. Their sharp claws were scratching at the surface, trying to break in and feed. I could see the hunger in their eyes, hatred fueling whatever they held inside their minds and bodies. The deformities howled and screeched a ravenous desire to eat me. That was my last memory of being inside the tube. Right after seeing those horrifying creatures, I passed out completely. I don't know how much time I spent inside that tube. Time seemingly wasn't a thing inside it. It was just endless, infinite, darkness all around me. Coming back to my senses, I found myself in a small room, although it was dimly lit by a flickering yellow light bulb. It was very dark. Right in front of me, there was a chair. It was wrapped in the exact same red velvet that the envelope was made of.
"Please sit down,"
the baritone voice said, making the room tremble as if the eons that passed suddenly had a voice. A voice expressing all kinds of existential terrors and horrors that this owner had witnessed with the passing of this strange man-invented construct, time. I felt fear licking my brain, and its awful embrace kept me in place, rendering me unable to move. The fear that built up inside me was life-threatening. I knew that in the medical sense of things, a person could be scared to death. My opinion was that it wouldn't take me long to get there. Whatever was in that room with me, whatever presence loomed in the thick, damp, and heavy air, made me fear for my life. The room started shaking, and I sat down on the chair. The voice told me to close my eyes. In the darkness behind my eyelids, red flashes started running before them. I heard a door opening, then closing shut. There wasn't any door when I first came here. Yet again, I was absolutely positive that the natural laws, the ones we guided our lives after, did not work here. More so, this wasn't anything natural.
"Open your eyes,"
the same voice once again told me. A wave of shock and horror pierced through my heart. It split my soul into halves, never to be repaired again. My mind shattered into thousands of small shards. I was no longer me. Fear took its throne inside my body. The war raged on between what I thought before and what stood in front of me now. A fiend-like shadow, its eyes burning a bright red hue, fixated me. It was impossible to look at, yet here I was. The monstrosity stood before me, as if it knew me from my childhood, even from before I was born. The smoky shadow let out a sigh, then a sad smile revealed its shiny teeth. The way its face contorted into something that revealed a dark, endless, and timeless sadness hit me so hard. The first thing that came to mind, the way I could picture this sadness that I was seeing, was a barren wasteland with dark clouds in the sky. Just that. Endless clouds being carried away by a worn-out, weary wind above the wastelands of the fiend's former self.
"Don't be scared, child. I will not hurt you, I hope,"
the demon fiend said. I stood aghast, static buzzing through my skull. I always wanted to experience things like this, but not in a way where fear would invade my whole body like a leech from hell.
"You will be the last one for me, the last human I will possess before I end myself. I can't take it anymore. I choose you because you always wanted to see something that pertains to the supernatural,"
the demon said.
"I just want to talk to you a little before we do this."
I nodded. Shivers ran down my spine, and everything I thought I knew before was obliterated by this new experience.
This place is called the Hollow. It is the antechamber to hell. You heard that door opening and closing, yes? What lies on the other side will make you lose your mind, and it's not even hell itself behind it."
He sighed, a deep, dark sadness escaping his mouth. I nodded. The fear that was reigning supreme inside me didn't let me speak yet. The hollow was a place where all soon-to-be-possessed people go. There they could sit face to face with the demon that would take over their body. Some of them would just tell secrets and forbidden knowledge. Others would say nothing at all. They could show you other worlds, or just mock, hurt, and eventually possess you like you were nothing. I think the common thing for all people who have been inside this room was fear. A deep, unending, seething fear.
I need you to help carry me to a place where I will kill myself. Where I will find a pool. Where I will drown, because I am tired.
The demon said. I finally got my voice back. I was fearful, but yet again, this is not how I wanted to find out about the existence of the supernatural. I didn't want my first experience with it to be me being a vessel for a suicidal demon. The hollow started to tremble, and the demon told me we needed to hurry. The process would be painful, and fear would probably leave eternal marks and scars on my mind.
Are you ready, child?
The demon asked me. I nodded, tears filling my eyes. He crashed into my chest like a rifle had just been emptied into me. The pain was an eternal flame of hate, a superior being that transcended everything I knew before. The fiend spread itself across my whole body and took over me. Soon, he dictated all my motions and movements. My train of thought wasn't my own anymore. I became a prisoner. The purple door appeared in front of me. I let out a scream inside my own mind, only for it to be swallowed whole by the demon's voice.
I will shield you from the insanity. You will be all right. Let's go to the pool,
he finally said. The door opened and a black, long corridor was revealed. It was similar in a way to the tube in which my travel here was done. Men and women were plastered all over its walls. The demon told me that its higher-ups sometimes got off on gluing sinners to the walls, especially murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. Their never-ending screams would echo into the eternity of which they had been condemned. Cries for help and screams of anguish filled the corridor. The absence of light was not a problem for me. I could see through the demon's eyes all the way to the end of this black, horizontal place, fit only for beasts and former human psychopaths. What made this new sight special was that it looked like I had a fire in my eyes. Don't know how to better explain it. Like when you look through a fire and see something on the other side. That's exactly what this was.
We need to hurry. He knows something's happening.
The demon screamed inside my brain. Who knows? I asked, fear breaking my mind's voice.
You know who,
he said. I started running, although I was not in control anymore. I ran and ran and ran. It felt like an eternity. We reached another door. It was ancient and the wood was cracked. A howl, followed by a deep groan, echoed throughout the corridor behind me, silencing every scream that came from those sinners trapped in the walls. I heard the behemoth rampaging towards me, and not even for a second did I dare to turn my head around and see what or who it was. I didn't because deep down inside I knew who he was. I opened the door and a bright white light hit me in the face. I was temporarily blinded by this powerful beam, but soon came back to it.
Run!
The demon cried. A circular construction made of stone was taking shape as I was approaching it. Water filled it, colored black. It moved, unnatural, as all things were here. Droplets of dark water rose in the air, dancing under the silvery sky above me. A dark red sun split into four was bleeding its core into the air, regenerating itself infinitely. Skeletal birds were flying in the sky, their screams of hateful spite making my soul shake. Trees made out of teeth were chattering when touched by the infernal winds of this place.
This is a demon graveyard. The ones who die are buried here. The water over there is sometimes used for healing. Other times for inflicting pain upon those who do not follow orders. White is for healing, black is for pain.
The demon said. He told me to part my skin because the dark water needed blood. The crimson liquid was caught, almost like it was eaten by the floating dark water droplets. Then they collapsed into the pool, hitting it like a giant rock was dropped from the hell's heavens. A sort of maelstrom was formed. I looked inside but saw no end. It looked like a bottomless pit. I saw only dead bodies, grotesque skeletons, and horns filling the void. floating around in the endless space like discarded carcasses of evil.
We need to jump. You'll be back to your world safe. I want this to be my grave, my eternal home.
I felt him leave my body, almost like something from the void pulled him out of me. He was floating, still alive.
Thank you for your help,
he said, his final words carrying feelings of relief and regret. Two long arms extended from the blackness and kept him in place. They ripped him into two, an explosion of bright light filling the void for a second. It blinded me and I fainted. I woke up back on the steps of my house. A ringing sound filled my head and I could still hear the screams of those plastered people from the dark corridor. The mark on my hand was still there. The bloodied scratch still showed. I think about it even to this day. What I experienced was borderline insane, but it was only a small part of the things we don't know. I got my wish fulfilled by fulfilling a demon's wish. The things I saw, though, will haunt me forever. The subsequent fear emerging from those events is eternally embedded in me like a tattoo made of darkness. I wonder what else is out there that we can't see.